Sam Amedu has come to Kano in northern Nigeria, near the edge of the Sahara Desert, for a regional high school basketball tournament. 3 days of tall, skinny teenagers slashing and hacking in a hot little arena. He sits at the scorer's table, taking notes.
Coming in here right now, I can tell you that two players interest me so far.
Amedu has an eye for talent, but it doesn't take an expert to notice the two best players on the floor.
The number four stands out because he's tall, he's big. He's rebounding well, he has been out rebounding anybody. He has been boxing out, and he has a very good gait and a very good structure.
Same goes for another kid on the same team who looks a lot like him. Turns out they're brothers, Moses and Paul, 6'6" tall. Everything's going fine until their team starts winning and an angry crowd gathers at the table.
They are saying number four has graduated from the school. So they will now write a protest, we'll look at their evidence. If it is true, then we would disqualify the team.
The team is disqualified. Seems the brothers aren't graduates, but ringers from another school entirely. Still, when the tournament's over, Amedu takes their names and numbers, says he'll be in touch. After all, it wasn't their fault that the coach let them play. Sam Amedu believes in basketball's redemptive power. He says the game saved him from becoming a rascal.
I feel God has been very, very kind to me by using basketball to shape my own life. I got an education, I'm a lawyer, all because of basketball.
For 40 years, Amedu's been playing or coaching or managing teams, but he always had a day job as a lawyer in the Nigerian army. Then in 2005, the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies offered him $10,000 a year to be their eyes and ears in Africa. Nike, always on the lookout for rising stars, kicked in another $7,500, so he went into basketball full-time.
Whether they pay me or not, and they ask me to do those jobs, I will still do it anyway, because it's my passion.
But a scout's life ain't easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, before takeoff, we'd like to acquaint you with our airline safety regulations. Please watch the following demonstrations carefully.
Amedu spends about half his time on the road, not just in Nigeria, where he lives, but in Senegal, Congo, South Africa, Chad. A couple of weeks before I met him, he landed in the hospital, completely worn out.
Well, by name, it may sound like a glamorous job. In reality, it's a difficult job. It's a job that you will work your ass off like a houseboy.
Good pass. Good job. Good look.
It's not like it's hard to find tall people in Nigeria. There are seven-footers everywhere. But the country hasn't had an NBA star since Hakeem Olajuwon back in the 80s and 90s.
50% speed. Slow down.
Back home in Lagos, Amedu drops by the national stadium to check out the junior national team, and I sit down with Abel Baraya, 19 years old. He's a good student. He says he wants to study IT in the States. I ask him if he sees basketball mainly as a way to let him do that.
I still want to make it to the NBA. That's the dream of every player. That's the crest of basketball. That's the peak of basketball.
Do you feel you have a good chance?
Of course. Of course, I would make it any day. I don't feel timid about myself, about my game. Lots of self-confidence, lots of self-esteem.
Lots of self-confidence, lots of self-esteem. That's the mantra here at the Warriors Basketball Academy in an industrial neighborhood in Lagos.
You can do it. Don't worry.
Sam Amedu founded it back in the 1990s.
I know you are thinking that a lot of the players will laugh at you. Right? The point is that every player that becomes great starts somewhere. Let's go.
Academy is a fancy word for it. It's just a bathroomless bunkhouse and this outdoor court. It's all free, all volunteer. Kids show up at 7 in the morning before the day gets too hot. Amedu buys them all breakfast and dishes out advice.
Lady, what position do you think you will end up playing?
I'll end up playing as a 3 and 4.
Why do you think you have the ability to end up as a 4?
I have the ability to end up as a 4 because of my height and the inside play.
Olaide Jubril is 16 years old and already 6'8" tall. A prep school in Boston just offered him a scholarship. He sees himself playing as a big man, a forward. Amedu tells him he should work on his ball handling so he can also play guard.
You will be sure that you will make any team. But if you are 6'8" and you want to play as a 4, You may have all the skills, but the likelihood is that you may be limited when you come against them big guys. So start thinking about it. Huh?
None of Amedou's protégés have made it to the Grizzlies yet. One kid from his academy was drafted by the Seattle Supersonics and banged around the league for a couple of years. Others are playing in Europe and Asia, but more than 30 players he's worked with have gone on to high school or college in the States.
If you want to talk about the number of kids that we have reformed, let me put it that way. It is amazing. We have taken people that had lost hope in life, drug addicts, we have brought them to the basketball court. They are now looking after themselves and their own family. They may not play in the NBA, but they have been able to use basketball to get education in life, which is the most important thing.
One result of the NBA's global push is that kids all over the world now go to bed each night and dream that they can make it. But the competition is beyond intense. There's a tiny number of openings, and of course, the bigger the applicant pool, the worse any single player's chances. Kids from Africa are at a disadvantage anyway. There's hardly enough money for backboards, let alone weights and videos and special diets. Sam Amedou understands all that, but he says he doesn't mind. It's better than they're not dreaming at all.